millions and millions of times over, we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has again given us the great favor and bounty of Ramadan. He has bestowed us with this great ni'mah. Let's do dua, let's pray to Allah that Allah ta'ala, for which reason and objective He has taken us through again to Ramadan, that we should attain that objective. This is totally not a speech. I'm not giving a lecture, nor some formal discussion, nor is there anything made up in this. Today I have traveled, undertaken a journey, and I have arrived to you here in this Khanqah for just one purpose, one reason. Because today Ramadan is starting. It is the initiation of Ramadan, and when something is initiated beautifully, then its end and conclusion is also beautiful. So this is Allah's great karam, mercy, alhamdulillah, Allah's great favor on me, that Allah Ta'ala has given me the ability, the tawfiq, that I have traveled, and Allah has given me the tawfiq to travel, undertake a journey, to sit amongst pious people like you. Now, the point is just this, that why has Allah Ta'ala given us Ramadan? My brothers, Allah Ta'ala is khabir and basir. He knows everything, He sees everything, He hears everything. We don't know about our lives. We don't know which time, at which moment, the sun will set on our lives. And the grave will become our abode, our destiny. And this is Allah's rahmah, mercy and blessing, that He gives the opportunity to the human being. And this is very valuable reward Allah Ta'ala has given in Ramadan. What's the purpose of Ramadan and what is the message of Ramadan? This is what we need to listen to. We need to hear this. La ilaha illallah, nastaghfiru wa as'aluka al-jannata wa a'udhu bika min an-nar. This is the message of Ramadan, and this is the dua that we have to recite. First dhikr, tawbah, and then what is Allah saying? Allah Ta'ala, please give me Jannah and save me. I seek refuge with you from the fire. So this is how Allah Ta'ala has given Ramadan. That the message of Ramadan to us is this, that we need to gain salvation and forgiveness from Allah. That Allah Ta'ala forgive us. We don't know about death. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that definitely you asking me for forgiveness, I will give you forgiveness. Upon this, Allah's beloved Prophet, Nabi al-Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the master of the two worlds, he has done a big favor on his ummah, on us. And obviously it's a great achievement if a person gets forgiven, gains salvation, forgiveness. If we look towards our sins and our condition, there's no chance. There's no chance that we can see. But these 30 days that will pass with speed, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us a very easy and simple method. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu narrates this hadith. It's also in Fadaili Amal. And we just need to understand, if we do this action, then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, he's given us a clue that from this action you will get forgiveness, immediate forgiveness. In other words, the paper is out. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has exposed the paper. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, he narrates this hadith, that in Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, the person who does the dhikr of Allah is forgiven beyond forgiven. Subhanallah. Look how easy is this method, isn't it? So what we need to do is, alhamdulillah, in Ramadan, we need to remember Allah kathiran kathira. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us a guarantee that maybe you can't practice big deeds, you can't pray too much nawafil, you can't recite too much Quran, maybe you're weak or ill or lazy, but just do one action. Do the dhikr of Allah. Remember Allah. Whoever in Ramadan has established the dhikr of Allah, then subhanAllah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that that individual is forgiven beyond forgiven. Allah Ta'ala will forgive that person inshaAllah with the grace of Allah. This is the first night of Ramadan, and we will start Ramadan with the dhikr of Allah, with the remembrance of Allah, so with the love and passion, remember Allah inshaAllah, Allah willing, and try that every night to remember Allah in the same way. Learn the dhikr of Allah and bring the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah into your hearts. Remember Allah with tasbihat. And apart from that, the other actions, continue to do those as well. But the dhikr of Allah, do it in high quantity, abundance, because this is the luggage for our forgiveness.
اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وزوجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وعزلنا وجدنا وخطنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم صمتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا اللهم اغفر في بدني اللهم اغفر في سمي اللهم اغفر في بصري لا اله الا انت ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الله يهوم والنبات برحمتك يا رحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
آمين.